أهلاً وسهلاً. أنا اسمي أستاذ جاي. The purpose of these podcasts is to help students using Al-Kitab with their homework. These podcasts also provide some additional language input. The podcasts are meant to supplement, not to substitute, class time and teaching. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to Podcast Al-Kitab, Chapter 3, Episode 1. عائلت والدي. This podcast covers pages 35 to 42. Okay, as in every chapter, we have a list of vocabulary words that you need to master, and I just want to point out a couple things. Think about the way that you say cousin. If you look at that, it says ibn am. Okay, so ibn, you probably know, and am, as you learn like 10 words down or so, means uncle. So basically, you're just saying son of uncle, or son of my uncle, whatever you want. And think about the new verbs that they give us. There are two new verbs, to teach and to know. And something that your teacher might have already told you is that there's no infinitive form in Arabic. So there's nothing like to go, to read, to know. Basically, you just conjugate the verb for the speaker or for whomever you're describing. So, if you look at what they give you here, he teaches, yudarris. And then down a little bit more, they give you, I know,
عارف.
Now, if you remember from the last chapter and before, we talked about conjugating verbs for different people. And we've only learned a couple so far, but let's review them. So, he teaches, huwa yudarris. So, what would she teaches be? She teaches is simple. You just add a ta to the front of it for the present tense. هي تدرس. Okay? What about for I know? أنا عارف, right? As they give you there. What about he knows? Well, we just add the ya, right? Take the alif off for أنا and add the ya for هو. So هو يعرف. هي تعرف. Okay. Other than that, think about what's going on here with some of the nouns they give you. Like, they give you husband, زوج. And then right below it, they give you زوجها, her husband. So what is it about that word that makes it her, you know, belong to her? And this is something we'll talk about in a couple chapters. But be paying attention, you know, there's a coming attraction, زوجها. So if you just have to put a uha on something, you know, you already know how to say her book, her class, all those things, كتابها. All right, same thing with my uncle, fourth word from the bottom, عمي. So how do we say her uncle? That's right, عمها. And those are all things that we'll get to coming soon. All right, moving on to تمرين اثنان, drill 2. Find out from your classmates. So we want to form these into a second person question, as if we're actually asking somebody, like we're going to do in class, right? Let's look at number 1. Who has a relative or relatives in the U.S. Army? Okay, we don't know how to say to have yet, except that last chapter we did learn how to say I have. Remember what it was? Li. Okay, so let's just make a statement and then use a tag question at the end. So we could say, Li karib fi jesh amrika. Wa'enta or wa'enti? Okay. And we will learn how to make li for other people, like you have, she has, in the near future. All right, let's move on to number 6. Who is majoring in political science? So we want to say, are you majoring in political science? Do we know how to say majoring? Well, who cares? Because we do know how to say something to that effect, right? So a word that we learned in the first chapter, Maha says that her dad is what in translation? That's the word we want to use, right? And the last thing I want to mention about this drill is in number 9, who doesn't know all of his or her relatives. So how do we conjugate the verb to know, right? Well, we got the example I know, an arif, okay? But how do you negate present tense verbs? That's something we'll talk about soon enough, but it's really easy. All you do is put la in front of it. So I don't know. La arif. Okay, all of his or her relatives? How do you say all? Actually, that word's coming up in the next chapter, but I'll give it to you right now. It's cool. Okay, so cool etulab, for example, all of the students. Cool etulab. And we'll talk more about that next chapter. All right, moving on to the ethikafa, culture section on page 40. The word ammi, my uncle. The word am, uncle, can be used in all sorts of different situations. The only thing I would add is kind of anecdotal story is when parents in the Middle East need a word to describe a stranger to their children, they'll use the word am. Like if they're helping them get on the bus or something, the mom might say to her son, look, uncle am is going to help you get on, go to him. And the word they give you in the middle of the page for wife, imra'a in fusha, goes to marat or mart, is the word that I used in Syria to describe my wife. So marti, my wife. You can say zawjati as well. And now we move on to al-qawaid, the grammar. Today we're going to be talking about al-idafa, or the construct phrase. It's one of the fundamental structures of Arabic. And we'll be talking about this all the time, so learn it well. Okay, an idafa basically consists of two or more nouns strung together to form a relationship of possession or belonging. And this is just as it is written in the book on page 41. And you've seen some examples, like they give you here. Jamaat New York, Wilayat California, Maktab al-Kabul. And you can read about this. I just want to mention a couple things to stress that the idafa, a lot of times, is equivalent to the English of, like the book of the professor. One thing to remember is that the final word of the idafa, and the idafa is a lot of times just two words, sometimes three words, sometimes more. But the final word is the only one that can take an alif lam. Okay? It doesn't always have to, and we'll talk more about that in many chapters to come. But the final word is the only one that can take an alif lam. But it doesn't have to, like, for example, if you have a proper noun or name. If you say, Madinat New York. Okay, you're not going to say El New York, because New York is already definite. We know that it's already a specific place. And as I said, Madinat New York, remember that the Tamarbuta is pronounced in the Idafas. So, Madinat Seattle, Madinat New York, or whatever. So when you're practicing making Idafa constructions, make sure that in English it could be something with the word of. My family's house, the house of my family. Beit A'ilati. Okay, last thing we want to look at is Tamrin Sitta, Drill 6, Al-Idafa. This is something that you'll do fil bayt probably. So, we want to form meaningful Idafa constructions with the words from column Aleph and column Ba. Alright, so let's just do one or two examples together. Let's look at the very first one in Aleph, Ibn. Okay, Ibn could probably work with a lot of the words in Ba. Like, let's look at Ibn Khalti. That's another way to say my cousin, like the son of my aunt. Okay? How about Ibn Rajal? Like that guy's son, the son of the man. How about Ibn Al-Bint? Or Al-Mar'a? Or in parentheses it says Al-Imra'a. Or Ammi, Ibn Ammi. We know that one works. So I think this is pretty straightforward. Insha'Allah, God willing, Insha'Allah. Good luck, and Ma'a Salama. This podcast series is for students who are using the Arabic textbook Al-Kitab fi Ta'alum al-Arabiyya, Part 1, Second Edition, by Kristen Brustad, Mahmoud Al-Batal, and Abbas Atonsi. From Georgetown University Press.